So what are you bringing, first of all, to the Synod from the experience, the very difficult experience of the church in Burma today?
Yes, yes. Once in 1962, all our schools and also hospitals and church-related buildings are also were confiscated at that time. But it was some sort of opportunity for the Catholics, especially of the institutions, the religious, to be able to be with the poor in the different locations, especially of the countryside, leaving the cities and be able to work for the poor and be poor also by themselves. So it's an opportunity, and that's one thing. And in spite of that difficulties, and we take it as opportunity to be able to offer up our difficulties and hardships and sacrifices for the Universal Church. In that way, we are getting a lot of vocations. And personally, I co-founded the Little Way Sisters of St. Tres in 1997, and I have now 164 professed sisters. And again, I also co-founded the Missionary Society of St. Tres. And now we have three priests working in Cambodia, another four deacons to be ready in 2014, might be able to send somewhere, hopefully in Hong Kong, for evangelization and mission works. And also, we'll be able to send some missionary sisters, my own congregation, to work as a mission agendas.
So you're bringing an incredibly positive experience to these many church leaders who are very concerned about declining vocations, declining mass attendance.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Now we have not only my diocese, but also some other dioceses in Burma are sending missionaries to other places like Papua New Guinea and also even to the States. So a blessing in disguise.
We've seen some changes on the part of the government in Burma, some positive signs of opening up and democracy. How would you characterise, first of all, the church's relationship with the government today? What about all those places that were confiscated several decades ago?
Some years, actually, the government was at that time, the military government was asking the church, Rome, especially for the relationship. But Rome, the church, on the point of church, always have a condition that you give back, and there will be the diplomatic relation. But this was not possible. But at the same time, we have a good respect for the government and also other the Buddhists. They have a good respect for the church. Although they may not say it differently, but at the same time, they are very cooperative in one way. And of course, on the part of our church also, we are very, very careful in a way. And we try to live in a way that is possible for the church to exist and to survive. And
what exactly do you mean by that? Just working through humanitarian and social work?
Especially on my part, I have a few incidences. One thing is that, of course, we have different commissions working with the different departments, but in particular for Caritas, we are working hand in hand with the government officials, especially at that time in my diocese, Hakka. And we have a very good relationship with the military general of the area. And we could coordinate together to make some bridges and also road construction and many, many things we can do together. And after this election, now the President Aung San Suu Kyi, the lady, came to meet with bishops also, and she talked about, to be able to work together with the church and to help him out also in one way, to work together for the development of the church together and to have peace and tranquility in the country. That's one thing. And then in my particular case, I used to, because we cannot talk politically, a lot of things about politics. At the same time, it's not so good to meet the Buddhists and talk about the religion. So what I did was to gather different plants, different fruit trees to get from Germany or France and also Philippines, from Thailand, and then I have a lot of plants ready, herbs also. Then in the course of conversation, we talk about the healthcare of different varieties of plants and fruit trees and also the small saps. And sometimes if they need, I give them. And then there are visitors among the departments or government department, and also the Buddhist monks also came. And I share with the plants. And then we can talk. There's a coordination way of ecumenism in my or interreligious dialogue in terms of distribution, about talking about God's creation of plants and trees, and really share with them.
So there's no official theological dialogue of any kind?
No, we have a commission taken up by the Archbishop of Rangoon, Archbishop Bo, and also the now CBCM secretary, undersecretary or executive secretary is taking care of this one, the interreligious dialogue as well as of a commission, or rather interreligious dialogue. And also another commission taken up by the President, Bishop John Sengji of Pateng, is taking care of the ecumenism. And this the Secretary of Interreligious Dialogue on Buddhism is also writing a lot of 2-3 books already on that, about the culture, the Catholic culture, and also the relation with the Buddhist culture. He's doing a good job.
How hopeful are you that these relationships with the government and with the other faith communities there will continue to improve? Some critics have said that the changes are really cosmetic and there is very little chance of Burma opening up and becoming a fully fledged democracy with full human rights for all its people.
Yeah. I think it is too early to say that it is not not promising in a way, because it's the beginning, and after 50 years of the military dictatorship as well as of socialism government, it will be difficult for them. We have to understand them. It will not be too easy to change, because after 50 years, and then other part of the people also, they are not ready easily change into democratic way of life. So both sides, we are trying our best. And then our Aung San Suu Kyi comes in, and now she's the one mostly coordinating. And then I think it's a very good hope for the future. Of course, it will take time. We cannot expect them to change all of a sudden after so many years.
Aung San Suu Kyi has been very much the symbol of the people's desire for freedom over these years. Does she continue to be a figurehead for the people, or is there a new generation of leaders coming up to represent that desire for freedom for all people?
She is actually also really revered by this military, especially the president also. They have a very good relationship with the president, a sort of a give-and-take type of relationship. So I think gradually, of course, we have to understand the military also, because 25% has to be involved in the politics. Naturally, they are also, after 5 years, they're still afraid, not afraid, but very cautious about, you know, what will happen if they take over, something like that. So we have to understand them, and then it should take time. But one thing is that they are daring enough on the part of the military government also. And also Aung San Suu Kyi have a good relationship at present. And even last time when she was meeting in the state, he was saying that next time she could be the president of the country. That is good enough to hear, if the people elected her.
Another problem we hear about regularly is that of the different ethnic minorities in Burma, who have traditionally been a very persecuted group of people. What are you involved at all? Is the church involved at all in trying to help these people?
Yes. Certain areas, especially of the, we have indigenous tribal people, around Burma, the main section of the country, the main part actually is under the Burmese, the so-called Burmese. And then the Kachins, the Chins, the Shans, and also Kayas, and all the related tribal people. And some are Buddhist, but mostly the Chins, the Kachins, and the Karens are mostly, and the Kayas are all Christians. And now the bigger problem is that most of the Chins is all right now. We have already come to terms. And the Kachin, Karen also, there are two divisions. One is the Christians, Karens, and one is the Buddhist insurgency. But now they also have taken the reconciliation. And then Kaya, a little bit of some fractions still needed. But the Kachin is the whole thing. It's still a problem, a big problem. And they cannot come to terms yet, because according to the Kachins, they said the forces of the government is now they are moving to our area, so we cannot give in, and said so still stalemate, and then no concession yet. And then in this area, we the Caritas, the Catholic Church, the Caritas is mostly the only one accessible to these areas. So we're very helpful.
And have you personally been involved in these dialogues?
No, I'm at the west of the Chin State, and those who are the two bishops there, Bishop Sumru Kam and also Bishop Tao Tang. We are helping them a lot, especially of a lot of refugees. And also personally, I send my four sisters to go and help in the school to teach and at the same time to take care of the young people. They all got confused, and the young people have no chance to go to education almost 1 year. So I send my sisters also to help them out in that area, in the parish, in the diocese.
So huge challenges for you as a church.
Yes, we have a lot of challenges. I think we need to pray. At the same time, of course, the Bishop's Conference is always concerned about what's happening all around Burma, especially of trying to go for our rights also. Now, in Burma, of course, always we have a freedom of religion, but mostly, of course, a bit restricted in terms of freedom of worship we have, rather. But in certain cases, of course, not as a government force, but individually, respectively, in different ways, are restricting, like regards to the building of the church or something, in relation to other church activities. Not totally as a government, but it's very difficult to understand who is exactly behind this.
Is there anything else that your brother bishops or Catholics around the world can do to help the situation, to put pressure on the government to give you fuller freedom of religion there?
I think they haven't. They have discussions around many. They have still bring up different regulations and rulings. Now they haven't come to that religious perspective yet. So at that time we have to bring up what we want as a church, as a Catholic church, or whatever about regarding the religion. So the time haven't come really yet because they haven't come to the regulation of the religion in the parliament. At that time, we have to seek out what is exactly the meaning of freedom of religion.